Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It's June 30th. It's a good day. This is Jesse Steele. All right, so I'd like to start off with saying congratulations to the entire cast and crew of Measure to Measure last night in Mammoth at the Mammoth Shakes Festival. Fantastic work done by everybody. Absolutely loved it. Such a good job. And in particular, our very own Amy Smith just knocked it out of the park. It was an emotional tour de force from that lady, and you know, she was incredible. And I think a lot of people, I heard someone behind me that didn't know that we were together, and she was like, the person behind me was like, oh my God, she's so good. She got all this star power. It's incredible. I can't believe she goes on the stage and that's all you can look at. And I'm like, yep. Pretty good. So congratulations, guys. You all were fantastic. I'm a little biased towards Amy, so of course I'll call her out. But everybody did such a good job. And tonight is 12th night. Same thing, 6 p.m. Warm-up show, if you will, if this was a comedy club, and 7 p.m. is the actual show. It's at Sam's Woodsite in Mammoth. It is free with a $15 donation. There's beer, wine, treats. I mean, it's you're gonna have a good time. So bring a blanket. It did get a little bit cold last night, and I did not. So bring a jacket or a blanket, and you will have a blast. I promise you that. You can take that to the bank. First off, in your national forest, would like to wish visitors a safe Independence Day. Celebrating July 4th, festivities outdoors is a time-honored tradition throughout the United States, and the Inyo National Forest is happy to welcome so many outdoor enthusiasts this upcoming weekend. As you gather and explore, please remember that fireworks and pyrotechnics are prohibited on public lands. Every forest, every campsite, every day. More than 90% of all wildland fires are human-caused. This, coupled with drier-than-normal conditions, increase the odds of forest fires igniting. Across the Inyo National Forest, vegetation, moisture levels have been dropping rapidly. And just this week, the Southern California geographic area went to preparedness level 3. What does that mean, you ask? Well, here you go. This stage typically involves two or more geographic areas requiring significant amounts of wildland fire suppression resources from other areas. At this point, NICC is moving an increased amount of wildland fire suppression resources around the country, including IMTs, Incident Management Teams, is what that stands for. So, that's not good. You have a level 4 and a level 5. Level 5 is zombie apocalypse. So we're already at level 3, so let's be safe there, ladies and gentlemen. On to the story. Recently, Inyo National Forest fire resources have been responding to lightning fires from monsoonal storm activity. These storms brought little to no measurable precipitation across the forest or to our neighborhood lands, said Larry Pingle, chief of fire and aviation. We ask the public's insistence in not adding unnecessary additional ignition sources from illegal fireworks. Yes, this means you, Cousin Bubba, with your sleeves cut off, and you're over there heading to Schur's, Nevada to buy yourself some of them illegal Roman candles, and you're going to show your niece and nephew what a good 4th of July is all about, because America, that's right, I'm talking to you, don't do it. I know everybody thinks it's their right or something to do fireworks, but this is a bad idea right now. Just watch the professional ones and go do something else. Play tag, water balloon fight. There's 100 things you can do that aren't going to light fires. Because you ever notice, whenever fire gets lit and you're around that person, it's always the most dipshit one in the group. Every single time. So, this goes out to you. Cousin Bubba, don't do it. To ensure a fun weekend, check the Inyo National Forest website for more important alerts on sites and trails. They have backup destinations in mind in case an area is closed or overcrowded. Remember, fire restrictions are in effect on the Inyo National Forest campsite. They are now only permitted in designated developed campgrounds listed in Exhibit A, which you can click on at easternsierranow.com, and recreation residences, back stations, range permittees, and resorts listed in Exhibit B, which you can click on. As always, the USDA Forest Service reminds everyone visiting a national forest to recreate responsibly to prevent wildfires, including noting fire restrictions, carrying tools to extinguish a fire, and reporting fires by calling 911. The Pacific Southwest Regional Order for Fire Restrictions across all California national forests is also available in Spanish. All of that can be accessed at Eastern Sierra Now. So just be safe. You don't need to light sparklers and stuff. I know it's fun. I love it. I always did as a kid. But we're in a bad spot right now. We don't have any water. Things are on fire. Remember what it was like the last couple of years with all that smoke that came in? Especially during quarantine. You're stuck in your house and you have to live in this for months from all of that crazy amount of smoke that was killing us all. That's because idiots were lighting off fireworks. So remember that. Do you want to live in that smoke again for months? Or do you want to have 12 seconds of a sparkler going off? This is a pretty easy thing to answer, so I'm going to just move on to the next thing. Inyo County adopts rules for filing tax assessment appeals. Tuesday, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors, in its capacity as the local board of equalization, adopted local rules governing assessment appeals application filing and hearing processes in Inyo County. As part of the rules, the board also approved a non-refundable processing fee to be levied on every appeal application effective immediately. The 22 filing period for Inyo County begins July 2nd, closes at the end of business on September 15th. The postmarks are accepted. The $22.80 per application processing fee is based on staff time to process and file assessment appeal applications and does not exceed the county's cost as required by statute. The fee does not include assessors or county council's staff time. While the newly adopted local rules are based strictly on state law and regulation, they also serve to address a few areas where state statute is silent and local jurisdictions have the authority to set their own internal processing guidelines. For example, going forward, Inyo County will not accept assessment appeals applications via email or facsimile. For the 22 tax year, applications must be mailed to the assistant clerk of the board with original signatures between July 2nd and September 15th. The processing fee is due at the time of filing. Single applications filed to contest the assessment of multiple parcels will be rejected. A separate application must be submitted for each parcel. The local rules also clarify that the $160 due per parcel for finding of facts is a deposit, and the actual cost to produce the document may be higher or lower. Filing fees are not refunded, but may be waived where the applicant would qualify for a waiver of court fees and cost pursuant to California Government Code Section 68632. The local rules can be found on the Inyo County website, which is inyocounty.us/government/board-supervisors/services-information-assessment-appeals, along with additional resources for taxpayers. I always find I get into that situation where I think I'm going to read the email and I didn't actually read it beforehand. So I start thinking this is going to work. And then all of a sudden I've got 75 dashes and things to say. And it's like, oh my God, I should have just said, go to Eastern Sierra Now and check it out. Go to Eastern Sierra Now and check it out. So the Bishop Fire Department, on their part of their 4th of July celebration, is holding a splashdown. And here's the schedule. During the 2020 pandemic shutdowns, the Bishop Fire Department began a new 4th of July tradition, driving the water tenders through town and spraying water for the kids. This year, the volunteer firefighters will once again be bringing the water tenders to scheduled locations so that everyone can enjoy some summertime fun with their local volunteer firefighters. The water tenders will stay at each site, scheduled location for a half hour. Come say hello and cool off with your hashtag Bishop Volunteer Fire Departments this 4th of July. The schedule has Hobson and Elm Street from noon to 12:30 p.m., Morningside and Grandview from noon to 12:30 p.m., Bar M and Lazy A, noon to 12:30 p.m. By the way, there's multiple trucks. That's how that's doing that. Willow and 2nd Street, 1 p.m. to 1:30. Barlow Gym, Barlow and Diaz, same time. Glenwood Lane Loop, same time. Then moving to the 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. is the VFW Post, Coyote Apartments, and Highlands. So, you got the kids and you want to go get knocked down by a fire hose? I can't think of anything funner when I was a kid. That's the spot. So head out to any of those locations during that time and get soaking wet. Super fun. All right, guys. So remember, we are live streaming the 4th of July parade this upcoming Monday out of the Mammoth Mammoth Parade from the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce is what I was trying to say. So that will be a great time. You want to check that out. And the only things I can say, go download the app. You know you want it. All right, I'm going to leave you with our advertisers, and we will check back in with you tomorrow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.